Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their series of discussions about women who influenced classical composers. Today we hear their final conversation about Beethoven.
Yehuda Hanani, I've been fascinated, sitting here spellbound by your tales over the weeks about women who had profound effect on composers. We've been looking at Beethoven in great detail, for example. Poor guy, he really had a big problem. Put another way, Daddy, tell me another story.
Well, we come to the big question that has been bugging musicologists and people who are interested in history of this period. Who in the world is this mysterious young woman, this lady, whom he called in his letter the immortal beloved, who never received his love letter that was discovered in his papers posthumously?
I have a guess.
Is it Julieta? Is it Therese? Is it Josephine?
I believe it's his mother.
Well, you may be wrong, Alan. It seems, based on recent research, that the most plausible candidate is Antonie Brentano. She was 10 years younger. She came from a very prominent Viennese family. Her father was secretary to Emperor Joseph II. She got married at age 18. And from 1809, for 3 years, studied with Beethoven, started an intimate friendship with him at first, and then her enormous admiration for him.
Wait a second. You just said an intimate relationship.
Yeah, but, you know, it doesn't have to be sexual.
Was sexual?
No.
No.
No. She was married at 18.
So what's intimate about
it? And she can't become... You don't believe in any other forms of intimacy except going... Oh, my goodness. As a result of her unbelievable admiration for his genius, she fell in love, and it grew into a love relationship minus the physical aspect, which they could not consummate, they could not fulfill. A married woman, high social ranking, all the ingredients that made it impossible for him to actually get married to her.
What, are you naive? You think that married women don't sometimes fool around?
No, I'm not saying that.
You say, well, it was impossible because she was married. Well, you know.
Well, for Beethoven, this final crisis really, actually, it is reflected in this letter to the...
This is the famous unmailed letter that was found on his premises.
Right. It represents, it signifies also an artistic turning point in his relationship to women and to his work. This is the beginning of what we call the late Beethoven period, the very mature Beethoven. Renunciation, acceptance, and artistically it ushers a whole new style in his writing. At the end of this letter, he writes, it is not a pessimistic kind of tragic letter, which is so fascinating. It really tells us where he stands psychologically, mentally. He tells her, cheer up. Remain my true, my only treasure, my all, as I am yours. The gods must send us the rest. What for us must and shall be. That's where he is now. In one of his late quartets, there is a motif, and underneath it there are words. It goes, ro-ro-ro, and underneath he writes, Mus ist sein, must it be? And immediately it follows, Tarom pom, porom pom, es muss sein, es muss, yes, it must be. Total acceptance of this fate and just rising to the highest possible accomplishment as composers ever did. This is the late Beethoven period. What makes Antonie the prime candidate for this letter is that this was recently discovered that she was the recipient of an autograph manuscript of a song that is called An die Geliebte, to the beloved. And I think we should conclude this saga of Beethoven and his ladies by hearing this song.
dass ich dir vom stillen Auge in seinem liebevollen Schein die Träne von der Wange sauge, ehe sie die Erde trinket ein. Wohl hält sie zögernd auf der Wange und will sich heiß der Treue. Schmerzen mein, nun sind auch deine Schmerzen mein.
Beethoven's On die Gelübde. Before that, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.